We are doing the Netivot Shalom on Parashat Vayishlach. Im Lavan Garti. Yaakov Avinu sends word to his brother Esav, and he said, "You should know, I lived with Lavan." And that's what's been detaining me till now. So the verse says, Kom, Aravdecha Yaakov. Yaakov sends word to Esav, and he says, "So says your servant Jacob, Im Lavan Garti. I've been living with Lavan, Vayichav Adata, and I've been detained till now." Uvirashi, Rashi quotes, Garti. What does Yaakov mean to say, "I've been a sojourner with Lavan"? Lo naseti salve chashuv. Yaakov was indicating, I haven't become a noble, I haven't become an important person, elager, I was a sojourner. Encha kedai lisnoti al birkot avicha shebirchani heve gevir leachicha. It's not fitting, it's not worthy for you to hate me over dad's blessings, that I should be master over you. Sharei lo nitkaima bi. Don't worry, the blessing didn't come true. I was just a sojourner out in Lavan's territory. Davar acher, another understanding. Galti begematria talyag. Yaakov sent word to Esav, I lived with Lavan. Garti has the numerical value of talyag. It's the same letters. Kilomar, as if to say, im Lavan arasha garti, with Lavan the wicked I have lived, v'talyag mitzvot shamarti, and I maintained faithfulness. I watched the 613 mitzvot. Ve'lo lamadti mimasav ara'im, and I did not learn from his bad actions. Atkan, till here is Rashi. The lechora, and at first glance, bet perushim elu, these two explanations, soterim ze et ze. They contradict one another. De la perusha rishon, for according to the first explanation, halach Yaakov bederach shel achna'a. Yaakov was coming and indicating subservience. Shelo naaseh tisal v'chashuv. He's telling Esav, don't worry, I didn't get any special position. I'm still a simple person. Elagir, I was a sojourner. Hainu, he's indicating shemachni atzmo lefanav, that he's putting himself down before him. Sheino chashuv klum, Yaakov saying, I'm not so important. Vela perusha sheni, and according to the second explanation of Rashi, halach Yaakov bederch shel tkifut. Yaakov was coming, and he was coming with strength. Im lavan gauti. He says, I lived with Lavan shelavanu mikora klipa. Lavan is the source of all peels, of all external things. Ve'afal pikin. And even though I was there, I was in Midtown Manhattan, I was living with Lavan where it's the source of material world. Hitgabalti al koach haklipa hachazak kol kach. I overcame the strength of the external, the klipa, that was so powerful there, v'tayag mitzvot shamarti, and I was able to keep all 613 mitzvot. Umi meila, and now you know, gam mimcha eini mityare. I'm not scared of you, Esav. If I could stand up to Lavan, I could stand up to you. V'arei ze soter laperush harishon. It would seem that the second explanation of Rashi's contradicts the first explanation. And take a look at the work of the Kli Yakar, where he also raised this issue. So too, it requires explanation. Omro, that which the verse says, Vayira Yaakov Meod, Yaakov was very fearful, Vayetzalo, and he was distraught. He divided the people that were with him to two camps. Vayomer, and he said, if Esav comes on the first camp and smites it, hits it, so the remaining camp will manage to escape. This needs explanation. A Jew has to have faith in God and to have faith that God will save him. And I understand that he was scared, he was distraught. And he prepared himself with gifts, with prayer, with war. He was worried. Maybe he had sinned. Maybe his sins caused that he won't have the merits to stand up to Esav. So he has to prepare with whatever might happen. But that which he said, if Esav comes and destroys one camp, but the fact that he said such a thing is difficult. That he actually verbalized the bad thing that might happen at a time that he should have had faith in Hashem. So I don't understand this question.
We will have to get better clarity, maybe out of his answer, we'll get better clarity what was his question. The first question I understand, the contradiction. The second question, why he feels that Yaakov Avinu should have had bitachon, he shouldn't have split the camps, I don't know where he's headed, I don't know what's bothering him. Bezrat Hashem, we'll see from his answer, maybe we'll get a better picture of what his question was. Because Chazal tell us, you are supposed to divide your assets. We learn from here, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You do divide. So I don't know what was bothering him, but maybe that's because I don't understand the word bitachon well enough. Let's see, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow and the next day as we proceed, maybe things will get clearer.